Welcome to Sonya Podcast. I am not going to address the Simone Biles thing. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her last name right. I'm not going to address it, but I am going to address the where her husband was like, he was the prize. And I was looking at other, you know, on social media, other women was coming out saying, oh yeah, you know, I had a man tell me this, and you can't help who you love. And ladies, I'm gonna address this to y'all, because you know, most of when I was making my podcast, I was making my podcast for us. And I know some of y'all don't agree with what I be saying, and that's okay, that's fine. I wish someone would have told me they was the prize. You know what my response would have been? I like prizes. Can I throw it back and pick a new one? Can I put it back in the machine and just get excited about which one I want to choose and get all happy about it? Like, yes, I'm about to get a prize. And if I don't like it, I'm going to put it back and get a new one. I don't understand how. I don't know. I don't know. What is y'all talking about? Who? How? I mean, you cannot feel so bad about yourself to let someone say they was the prize. You know how many prizes there is? You know how many prizes you can choose? And the reason I'm saying this, because you have to see this about yourself. You know, I don't know if it's low self-esteem or if you feel like, oh, I'm just not the best looking thing. I keep saying there's somebody for somebody who's going to really see you as that prize. So for you to sit there and let someone talk about they the prize, honey, there's many prizes. When you go to that carnival and you playing that game, how many prizes that you got, you get to choose from? My favorite game is the claw game. You know why? Because I actually, sometimes I pick up 2 to 3 prizes until one of them fall down. And sometimes I get lucky and get 2 prizes coming along to me. And that's how y'all have to see it. So when I was here, I was like, oh, I understand, because I've been through this and I had this said to me. I'm like, where was y'all finding them at? Don't feel like you have to settle. A lot of time, women, y'all feel like y'all have to settle any and everything. Oh, we need to settle because I want to get married. Or we need to settle because I just want to have a man. Honey, my mother used to say, there's a bus on every corner, you could catch one. Okay? And that's how you have to feel. And it's not even about the men. It's more about how you feel about yourself. How you see yourself. How you want to see yourself. I just don't know. I just couldn't. I'm going to be honest, ladies. I could not understand when I was hearing that. I really couldn't. You know, and then I was hearing y'all come out and some of y'all saying, yeah, I was put in this situation. What? For what? Like, why? Why would you even allow someone who let me keep this nice, because I don't want to say nothing to offend no one. So I'm going to keep it nice and sweet. Don't allow no one, I don't care who it is, to tell you they the prize of any or anything, okay? Don't allow it. Because you can honestly pick any prize you want to. And always believe that. Always believe that about yourself. That you are the prize. And if they don't, if they can't fill you the prize, then honey, someone will fill you the prize. And you have to believe that in yourself. Because a lot of times y'all come along and y'all let these men be out here talking about they some prize, but I want to know for who. But if y'all making them feel that way or making them think that, you know, they are, then hey, we can't even take that away from them. You made him feel that way. You blew his head up. Okay? So you got to deal with it. But have more love for yourself. Have more respect for yourself. Believe in yourself. Care about yourself. Don't let these people come along talking about they the prize. The prize of what? The prize for who? Like, that's how you have to think. Like, what prize? What prize was you? Because you sure wasn't my prize. And if you thought you was, I love Beyonce's song, you're replaceable. I could have a new one of you sitting on my shelf any day. And that's how you have to really see it. But y'all saying and let them just degrade you, because I felt what he said to her was very degrading. He even said he didn't know who she was. Oh, I didn't know who she was. And that's how she should have left it. Like, oh, I don't know him. Who the hell is he? And kept it moving. But I guess because, quote unquote, what she thought looked good to her and thought was good looking, she tolerate him degrading her. Because that was degrading. I don't care what nobody said. That was degrading to say. And that's your wife. That's not even someone you're dating. That's someone that you committed to come and nationally to say these bad things about them. Miss, the reason why I can't go with you, because it's your marriage. You're going to be with him regardless of what people say. And that's all right with the rest of us. But honey, I come from a mother where she's like, the trash is the trash. Throw it away. They pick it up every Wednesday or Thursday. And that's what you need to feel. But we cannot tell you how to feel. We only could just accept how you feel. And you saying like, oh, you don't want people in your marriage and you don't want people in your business. But honey, your husband the one put everybody in your business by saying what he said about you. But hey, your business, your life. But that's all I had to say. That's all. I wish you would. I wish you would talk about you some prize. Ugh. But hey, it is what it is. Let's take a real quick break. Yes, ladies, all I'm saying, love yourself better than the way y'all loving yourself. Stop settling. Because y'all settling. And for what? For some of these that you don't even need to settle for. You know, I mean, it's okay to be alone if you're alone. There ain't nothing wrong with being. And, you know, people say this to me. People be like, Sonya, that's easy for you to say. No, it's okay to be alone if you have to be alone until you find that right person. I'm not saying like, oh, just be alone. You know, I'm saying like until you find that person who thinks the world of you. Even if you don't think the world of yourself. And a lot of times y'all need to get to where y'all feel like y'all the world. Because this is why a lot of men is coming off. I don't know where they're coming from. I'm not used to it. I'm not used to the men of today. I'm going to be honest. I'm not used to this type of yeah, let me not say what I'm going to say. Because, yeah, I mean, it will come off very disrespectful and very offensive. But I'm just not used to it. I'm used to men being men. I'm used to men just, like, I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I'm just glad I came in a time I came in when, you know, like, men were men to me. You know, they showed that they was these today, and I'm not even speaking of even the younger generation. I'm not even speaking on them because now I feel like even the older generation, because they so seeing what the younger generation is doing and trying to be like the younger generation, they starting to act like that too. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not for it. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm not for it. Ain't nothing going to change with me. Nothing. And that's how y'all have to see it. Like, accept me, love me, be there for me, protect me, make me feel safe, and act like a man. Because if you want to be treated like one, act like one. And some of y'all, and somebody gonna get offended with me saying this, and some of y'all, if he's not acting like a man and you're not gay, then you need to tell him, honey, if I wanted to be with a woman, I would have been with a woman. I want a man. This is why you're here. You know, like, I don't know. Times are different in the stuff I was hearing. Like, I'd be hearing stuff like, I never heard this in my life. Never. But then again, I come from a whole different type of woman, a whole different type of men, and it's just what it is. But that's all I had to say on that one. Love yourself, ladies. Don't let nobody tell y'all they the prize. Oops. Yeah, okay. That's what you need to say here, yeah, okay. Well, go ahead and go back in the machine so I can pick me a new one. But that's all I had to say. And I'd like to thank you for listening to Sonya podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast at. Please share, comment here at sb76672@gmail.com. go to my website http.podcast/wordpress.com. follow me at sonya.ie9795 Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. We got an app on Apple, Spotify, TJVUCLAIN, book called Black Girl on Orange Cane Flex on SoundCloud, Female Reform, Have Adventure Store in New York, Miss Carr, she does affirmations. And y'all have a blessed night.